Heidi and Frank show. Waiting on Tom Papa to get here. He's going to be in the Bristol Farm Green Room, and then he's going to come and join us. Talk about his release of his second hour special, Tom Papa Freaked Out, October 1st, as an audio and video download. Special will be available on iTunes and Amazon.com. Or for info, go to TomPapa.com. Special had its TV premiere July 26th on Epix and was directed by Rob Zombie, which, you know, if you're going to put out a comedy CD, Rob Zombie's the first director I would think of.
Right.
I have to ask him about that.
I know.
How do those guys know each other? I can't imagine Tom Papa and Rob Zombie sitting at a table together discussing business.
And Jerry Seinfeld.
And Jerry Seinfeld's there, too. Jerry was there, too?
He's friends with Jerry, too.
But first, we're going to take your calls about what you cannot live without. Let's go to Nico on line one. Hello, Nico.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, Nico.
How's it going,
What
guys?
Can't you live without?
Oh, my God. I could not live without my car. Living in Los Angeles, you have to have a car no matter what.
Yeah, I guess you would, no matter how your financial situation, you'd have to pay for your car, and that is number two on the list. 40% of people said that they have to have their car. So I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to go see Third Eye Blind.
Thanks. It's my birthday on Sunday, too, so that's awesome.
Happy birthday.
Yes, winner's choice. Thanks. House of Blues Sunset or House of Blues Anaheim. We're gonna hook you up, okay?
Sunset. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Let's go to Drew on line two. Hello, Drew.
Hi, how you doing?
What can't you live without?
Cell phone.
Smartphone came in fourth place. 29% said I'll pay for my smartphone. You're not taking that out of my hands. I will starve to death.
Yeah.
But I'll be able to look up starving on my smartphone.
I can Google hungry.
Yep.
Signs of malnutrition.
Right. My hair is falling out. What could that mean?
I'm going to give you a pair of tickets, my friend, to go see comedian Anthony Jeselnik at the Wilshire Ebel Theater Friday, October 18th, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
There you go. Stay on hold, Drew. Let's see. Let's go to Mary on line four. Mary's got a suggestion for what she could not live without.
Frank, this is Mary. Hi.
Hey, Mary.
Love your show. Hey, I can't live without my acrylic nails. I gave them up for a business that we were trying to start. We lost everything. Still didn't have my nails. I just recently got them started a year ago, and I have vowed never to give them up again.
Can you imagine? Okay. You've lost your job, your wife's at home, you've got kids to feed, and she's off getting her nails done.
Get my nails done. That's right. That's right. I work hard, but I won't give them up again. I love them, and they make me feel good. So,
What business were you guys trying to open up that you had to get your nails removed?
We were opening up a franchise that, like a Juice It Up, and it's like a Jamba Juice. And they the franchise didn't allow their acrylic nails.
Yeah, so, one would fall in the blender and be like, let's call it fiber. More fiber in that one. Lost a nail.
Yeah, put a little extra flavor in them, yeah.
But I'm sorry, acrylic nails did not make the top list of, you know, things that people would keep if they lost all their money, regardless of their financial situation, these amenities that they say they would keep. Is Tom Papa here? All right, get him in here. I'm going to ask him this question, too, if he was all out of money.
The famous Tom Papa, everybody.
Hello,
look at that.
Sir.
Living the dream, baby.
Tom?
Living the dream, Jeff.
Living the dream.
Fighting traffic.
Traffic was a problem?
I'm not that bright. It's so intimidating when you turn and you don't know where you're going and everyone's behind you.
Right.
And it's like, I just want to just slow down and see where the address is. And I was like, you just move it. Just move. I'm like, really, C's Candies. I've gone too far.
Yeah, there's really no opportunity to turn around right there. It's like once you miss it, you've missed it. And it takes a while.
I did a U-turn and this woman's just standing there waiting for the bus. She's just looking at me, and I couldn't make the full, so I had to back up. And she's just looking at me like,
That's wrong.
If you came on hard times financially, is there something in your life that you could not give up that may be something that you would give up, but you refused to?
Oh, man.
I said alcohol for me.
Yeah,
no matter
how
bad times get, I'm not giving up my wine.
Yeah. Vodka would be hard.
Yeah.
That would be really difficult.
You just buy the cheap stuff, so. Right?
Yeah.
So far, I mean, we've had people said their car, they can't give it up in L.A. You have to have a car.
Yeah, and that's true.
Their smartphone, people are just addicted to the phone in their hand. They can't.
Imagine living without a phone. That would be, yeah. I still wouldn't be here right now. Right? I would just be spinning.
You can't seize candy, picking yeah. out a couple of nut clusters.
I guess this would count, too. So the number one answer is their internet connection. People are so connected. I mean, they can't imagine they would be homeless yeah. as long as they can get, you know, Wi-Fi in their box.
Yeah. It's amazing how addicted it is. My daughter just started with, like, an iPod Touch, and to get the new operating system when the iOS 7 came out, she was like, that night, she was just, it was like Santa was coming. It was like sitting there, I'm like, oh, she's sick already. She's already.
And she's only like 6 weeks old. So it's really yeah, crazy right? how early yeah. the kids get on
she's
board.
She's texting
with this.
You to let you know that she pooped her diaper. Right. And this needs to be changed because I'm yeah. miserable right now.
The ultrasound was a selfie.
Right. Probably, bottle, please.
It's coming to that, probably.
So you have you're releasing your second hour special, Tom Papa, Freaked Out, October 1st, as an audio and video download.
Yep.
Says here that it was directed by Rob Zombie.
Yeah, Rob Zombie. Because when you think comedy, you think yeah, Rob Zombie. Like,
what is that connection?
He came and saw me do stand-up through some friends, and we just kind of hit it off. We went to a wedding shortly after that for the same friend, and it was one where you travel and you're at the wedding.
Oh, the destination wedding.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, you're with all these, you know, in-laws and family members with stuff on their face and mm. they're old, and Rob and I are there like, what are we going to do all weekend? So we just started hanging out, and we kind of just hit it off and became pals. And he did this animated movie called Super Beasto, and which was a comedy, and we both wrote it together. He asked me to do the voice because he figured it was a big, like, macho, crazy wrestler, and he thought it'd be funny if my voice was the wrestler. I don't know what he was going for. And so he's a good director and really creative, and I wanted to make my specials look more like a film. I just asked Rob if he would do
but
it.
But would somebody watch your special and go, that kind of has like a Rob Zombie vibe about it, doesn't it? I mean, or
Well, you know what? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's kind of blown out like a rock show in the beginning, you know? So there is that. You would get a little of it.
Then everybody dies in the end.
Tom probably ends up killing everybody.
I kill.
Yeah, right.
Really,
what
I
exactly
kill.
Did you mean by kill,
I
bro?
Kill tonight.
Tom gets stabbed in the middle of his encore.
Tom Papa hanging out with us. So this is going to be an audio and video download available on iTunes and Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Is it also available at tompapa.com, or is that just where you get the links to?
Yeah, then you get the links, I think.
Is this something that that more and more, I mean, musical artists, I think, are doing it, where they release things on their own, as opposed to going through a house or actually pressing a CD or doing
Louis
something
like that? Louis C.K. talked about doing that,
you
yeah.
just
yeah.
put it on your website and say, hey, here it is, download it.
Yeah, but the thing was with Louis, he did it right when his popularity was peaking, so he had this big, massive audience. So he could just put it up there and be cool. And I had a friend that was like, I'm going to do what Louis did. And he put it up on his website. It's like, two people bought it because I don't have that many fans yet.
And the other one was his mom.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
him and his mom.
And then every day you're
we're
checking.
We're proud of you.
I've told my friends to do it as well. Buy it for my son, yeah.
But they don't understand the computer.
Upload, download, what do they know? That's so funny. So,
but it's still good to have support. So, yeah, going up through iTunes and then and like Netflix and stuff like that, it definitely still helps to have like somebody behind it, you know, that helps you.
Like your big friend Jerry Seinfeld, no big deal.
Yeah, it'd be nice if he tweeted it once in a while, yeah, wouldn't it?
Does he?
I'm busy. What do I'm going to do? Tweet about your thing.
Come on. Come
I've got comedians, cars, and coffee.
I love that, by the way. Would you have a hard time asking Jerry? Like, are you that guy that's like, mind reaching out? Hey, Jerry, would you mind tweeting to your followers about my new...
The link to Amazon.
It's gotten weird with the tweet thing, hasn't it? It's like, yeah. It's like you got to kind of be careful what you ask. It's like... Retweet question mark?
I know. Then you
smiley
think so
face.
Douchey. Like, right. Could you please retweet? Even though you just want them to retweet on their own.
Yeah, I understand people just favorite something, but they don't retweet it. Where it's like, okay, you liked it, but you won't tell anyone else you liked it.
I hate that.
You just
too.
Want to tell me you liked it.
Yeah.
To give me the gratification of knowing that you liked it, but you're never going to repeat that.
Yeah, but then you feel bad about yourself. You're like, well, that should be enough that he likes it.
Yeah.
But
and,
no.
But I'm kind of a whore, and I want him to tell more people about it.
Just tell your friends.
Yeah, because I'm doing this show at the Improv next week, and it has a bunch of comedians on it. And I've done a whole bunch of them.
Which Improv?
In New York, the Hollywood Improv.
Okay.
And So, like, all these great people are on it, like Kevin Pollak and Eddie Pepitone and Neil Brennan and Nick Swartz. And
I was like, don't leave anybody out.
Yeah, it's great. And but this is the first one I'm doing here, so I want – we only have a week to sell tickets. So I'm like, hey, guys, do you mind retweeting? And it's like – but they're promoting their own things, so they don't want to, like, inundate their followers.
Confuse with, their followers, yeah.
But I'm like, well, you better retweet or you're fired.
There you go.
You're not going to be on the show.
Tweet by force.
You have been busy. I saw Behind the Candelabra. That did so well. We received 15 Emmy nominations. Michael Douglas, Matt Damon, yeah. And what a show! How was that? Just being on that with those guys.
Oh, it was amazing.
Such a good movie.
Surreal, ridiculous. I mean, it's like this is insane.
Ridiculous. I mean, literally at points because it was a small cast. Like there was at certain points, I'm just sitting in this room getting ready to do a scene. First of all, I'm dressed in paisley pants. Big sideburns.
Oh, like it's the first time.
And that's
time.
What he wore to work. I mean, he wasn't even wearing wardrobe yet.
That's before wardrobe.
Will this
right?
work, you guys? I just pulled this morning. I don't know.
Tom, can we tone it down a little for the movie? But you're sitting there about to go on, and it's just the only people in the room are Michael Douglas, Matt Damon, Dan Aykroyd, and me.
Wow.
You know, and I'm like, I wonder if they're going to make me go back to the lunch truck because I wonder if they've discovered I've kind of wandered onto the set. It was awesome.
What character did you play?
I played Ray Arnett, who was Liberace's manager.
Right.
And I got a text from Steven Soderbergh in the middle of the night saying, hey, I'm putting you in the gayest movie of all time. And I was like, great, what do I have to do?
I guess that would be your first thought. Like, what,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he met my character. And who's now like 80, and he came back, and I said to him, "So, was he gay or was he? Because I didn't know it didn't say in the script, and I didn't know how to play it. I'm like, is he gay or straight? He goes, you're much gayer than he is.
Wow!
I was like, all right, get my paisley pants. Yeah.
And the fact that he saw an 80-year-old dude and thought of you, like, oh, he totally reminds me of you. He's 80, right. And you can totally play him.
That'd be funny if he had me playing like the 80-year-old version, like bad community theater where they put powder in your hair, like a 14-year-old kid.
A pillow on your back for the right. for the home.
Those are always depressing.
This second hour special, your first one did really, really well, but this is your second one, Tom Papa. Freaked Out October 1st as an audio and video download, iTunes, Amazon.com. We'll even throw it up on Heidi and Frank with a link, you know,
awesome.
So people can buy it directly through our website.
Will you retweet it?
No.
We'll favorite it, though. We'll totally favorite
now.
It.
I'll favorite you. It, but I'll never retweet you.
You guys are so nice.
Thank you so much for coming in and stopping by. Anytime. When's your improv show?
On next Tuesday, October 8th.
And how,
at the improv. If they go to tompapa.com, they can
get tickets there, too.
Get tickets there, yeah.
That's going to be a hell of a show. Just
yeah,
a lineup
awesome.
You said right there.
Yeah, it's really great.
So, yeah, tompapa.com. Go check out everything there. And follow him at tompapa and retweet him,
retweet
please.
Him,
retweet.
He's hilarious. We'll be right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.